With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Things are booming at this hour on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 300 points. A high-tech NASDAQ up by 323. And the S&P 500 has eked out about a 30-point gain at this hour. It's following on the heels of some pretty good-sized gains yesterday, as well as investors appear optimistic despite some serious downturns that showed up last week. A deadly multi-vehicle pileup in Colorado has claimed at least four lives. More details from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries, ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. I'm Mike Hempen.
Facebook's co-founder is scheduled to take the stand today.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify Wednesday in Los Angeles in an unprecedented trial in which a now 20-year-old woman claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her depression and suicidal thoughts.
Dollar Tree customers are taking notice and fuming.
That's because the chain is straying even further from its core price point, and customers don't like it. In recent years, $3, $5, and even $7 items have been popping up in the stores. Many consumers are annoyed by the inconsistency and unwanted surprises at the checkout register. CEO Mike Creedon said Dollar Tree had 3 million more households shop at its stores during its most recent quarter compared to the same time last year.
That is Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. Utah lawmakers consider an opt-out bill.
The measure would allow college students to decline an assignment if it conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs. GOP State Representative Mike Peterson is sponsoring the legislation, telling the Salt Lake Tribune that his daughter had been assigned by one professor to write a letter to a local official urging support for LGBT policies. He says, quote, "Sometimes a student gets put in a position where it violates their conscience and they have no recourse." Michael Harrington reporting.
The patriarch of America's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. That's Armenia's Apostolic Church. Patriarch Kirillan has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor. This is SRN News. Germany-based pharmaceutical and biotech giant Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal to settle thousands of American lawsuits.
The lawsuits blame the popular weed killer Roundup for causing cancer, and the proposed settlement is being filed in court in St. Louis. Despite the proposed settlement, Bayer continues to maintain that Roundup's key ingredient does not cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is the original manufacturer of Roundup, and Bayer purchased Monsanto in 2018. Rich Thomason reporting.
Michaela Schifrin's 8-year Olympic medal drought is over. The American skiing standout has put in two dominant runs to show why she is regarded by many as the greatest alpine skier ever. It was the third largest margin of victory in a women's Olympic slalom, the event she won as a fresh-faced teenager in Sochi for the first time back in 2014. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.